From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Ellen Travolta, reading Desert Heat by J.A. Jantz. Now let's begin with Desert Heat. Write it. Write it now, ordered Antonio Vargas without raising his voice. Wayne M. Lefty O'Toole looked down at the piece of gold-embossed, creamy-white stationery from the Ritz-Carlton in Phoenix. He had taken it from his room the morning after he stayed there, as proof to himself that he had been there once, that a kid who had grown up on the wrong side of the tracks in Bisbee, Arizona, had made it big time enough that the Ritz had once rolled out the red carpet for him. But now, that time seemed eons ago. Another lifetime, maybe even another body. The aging RV, a converted school bus, was stifling hot. Rivulets of sweat dribbled down his face as Lefty picked up the pen, a fiber-tipped cross, another relic from his salad days, and studied the scrap of paper Vargas had placed on the table in front of him. Typed on it were the words he was expected to copy. He glanced back at Vargas, who was lighting yet another cigarette, although the cramped room was already thick with a haze of smoke. Couldn't we, talk about this, make an arrangement of some kind? Lefty asked tentatively. He had hoped they wouldn't find him in this godforsaken corner of Mexico, but now that they had, he knew he was a dead man. Still, it didn't hurt to try. Never give up, right? Never say die.